You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I feel a lot of responsibility on our shoulders when we ask people to share their problems just so we can solve them. Yo, if there's a problem, I'll solve it.
Check out the beat while the DJ revolves it.
She starts by saying, please do not, in all caps, not use my name. Whoa, so I think we're going to call her Katie. We'll call her Katie. But get a load of this story. She says, I've been in a relationship for almost 2 years with a great guy. We moved in during the pandemic as a way to save money because things were going good. Since February, I've been pretty sure he's about to propose. Ooh. And I was happy about that. He's a really good guy.
Romantic.
Why don't we call him Jack?
Jack and Katie wedding. Okay.
So Katie lives with Jack and is pretty sure that he's going to propose. You know, you get that feeling. Mm-hmm. Well, here's where the plot thickens. She writes, well, out of nowhere, I happened to meet someone. I wasn't trying to meet someone, but he's a friend of a friend of a friend. I get that. I've met those people before. Friends of friends of friends.
Mm-hmm.
She says, now my head is spinning. I haven't been on a date. I haven't even been on a date with this other guy. But we've talked a couple of times just as friends, and I can't stop thinking about him. One part of me is saying that this is just the shiny new thing in my life, and I shouldn't risk screwing up a good thing for someone I don't even really know. The other part of me is saying I'm feeling these feelings for a reason, and what if this new guy is the one? I've listened to your show every day for years and never thought I'd write in, but I can't really tell anyone else about this. Thanks so much for all you do. And then she says, I love my boys in the morning.
Oh, Katie, don't start with us. You don't need a couple more guys.
You
right?
got plenty of guys that you love.
Settle
right
down,
now.
Settle down,
okay?
Young hornball.
So, no sense in quadrupling the problem. Anyway, she goes, no name, please. So we'll call her Katie. Her boyfriend will call Jack. The new guy will call Dazzle.
Mr. Dazzle.
Mr. Dazzle. So we got Katie, Jack, and Dazzle. What a
mess for her, huh? Those emotions are taking over.
You know, when your head gets turned, it's really hard to just, I don't know, shut off that
switch. It's hard to turn back, isn't it? Because you get those little butterfly feelings, and you start daydreaming, and you start thinking about your future with that person, possibly. And I want Katie to go for it.
I don't, though.
I do, because she started this whole thing off with how they just moved in together to save money and stuff. It's a relationship of convenience. That's all this is.
But she also says
she
that...
love him. It was convenient to move in and save some cash.
But she also says that he is great, and she was happy. She says, I'm pretty sure he's about to propose, and I'm happy about that.
Yeah. Probably because she's still going to get some of the bills paid. I don't like it.
What are you
like
saying?
Well, it was the first part of it. She said,
what if
we moved
she's paying
together.
The bills for the guy?
Well, they moved in together to save money. That's what this note started out as, right?
Yeah, but... Well,
they're splitting,
but it's worked
they're
out.
Splitting stuff. This isn't a he paid, she paid argument.
You know, the thing is, with that, your head getting turned, she could go out on two dates with this guy and realize that he's an absolute monster.
But she's got
and now she's thrown away a wonderful relationship with a wonderful guy.
I say you go out on those two or three dates. Check it out.
You might
see.
Never get great guy Jack back again.
Jack doesn't have to know. Don't tell Jack.
Oh, that's not right. You can't be in a situation like this where she's in a relationship. She's been in a relationship with this guy for 2 years.
You got to know
you're
now.
Say she can, you want her to secretly
I
cheat
do.
On him?
I do, because you got to know now. If your head's
you're
being turned
cheating.
Now, if your head's being turned now before you're even married, what's going to happen when you are married? You're going to have even more second-guessing thoughts. Should I have been married? I should have went after that guy. You're not going to be committed to your marriage. Do it now. You got to do it now. You got to just check it out and see, you know, and then you could be like, whoa, I made a huge mistake. I'm staying with Jack. That other guy was,
well,
Mr.
Jack
Dazzle was horrible.
Well, Jack should tell her to go straight to you know where.
No, Jack doesn't have to know anything.
I'm not going to advocate cheating.
It's not cheating. It's going out with a friend.
Yeah,
a friend
right.
of a friend of a friend.
You don't know if someone is going to be Mr. Right until you reach a certain point, and that point then is in the land of the cheat. You know, you can't just as a friend know if someone is the one.
Like I said, do it now before you get married and then ruin a marriage.
We'll start with Rochelle. Rochelle, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Good morning, boys.
Good morning. So what do you say to Katie?
She has got to stay with Jack.
How come?
She's got to stay with Jack. Well, so when I was dating my husband, there was another guy that I was totally interested in dating, and I was kind of upfront with my then-boyfriend, with my husband, saying, hey, I'm kind of interested in this other guy. We talked about everything. So I told him, I'm kind of interested in this other guy. I kind of want to date other people and still want to date you too. And he basically said, it's me or you go date other people. You know, if you want to break up, that's fine. Go date other people. But I'm a one-woman guy. So if you want to stay together, let's stay together. If you don't, let's not. And I didn't want, like, I loved him. I didn't want to break up with him. So it was one of those, well, I love you. I don't want to break up with you. I want to see where this relationship goes. I'm not going to throw what we have away.
Rochelle, bottom line, what happened?
So you got married. You didn't do it.
We got married. We've been married for 18 years. We have 3 kids. It's been spectacular.
Wow. Well, cool. That's good.
So you did not stray.
No. And I'm glad I didn't. I mean, really, you know.
Do you think about it every once in a while?
Sure,
she does. Every once in a while?
This morning.
Does it pop in your head?
The guy that I would have wanted to maybe date at that time actually turned out to be a complete loser.
Okay.
And my husband is spectacular.
There you go.
Rochelle for the win.
Rochelle, I'm glad you called. Have a great day, okay?
Thank you
so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you. See, turned out to be a complete
loser.
Look
at that. So she's still keeping up with him, though, huh?
Mr. Dazzle could be a loser, too.
We don't know.
Hey, Tina, what do you think?
Hey, I also think Katie should stay with Jack. So I was a bit critical of the argument, like, oh, she's only in this for the convenience of getting, you know, the bills paid. But it's like, life's expensive. And I mean, it might not seem very romantic, but if you guys support each other, I think that's the foundation that you need for a good life together to move forward, you know? And I mean, she is having like butterflies in her stomach over this other guy, but that's just infatuation. That's, you know, nothing.
Sure, it is.
Big picture. Yeah.
But it might turn into something and it might be better than what she has now. You don't know.
Or he could be a loser.
I mean, yeah, he could be a total loser. I don't know. I'm skeptical about it. I think that, you know, like, yeah, just life. Sometimes you gotta have like your feet on the ground, have a good foundation.
And this is convenient. He's there. He's there already. He's paying half the Excel bill. Life is good. So
Tina,
stick with him.
Oh, thanks for being on the show.
Bye, Tina.
Thank you for your
time.
She
still gets butterflies with Jack when he pays half the Comcast bill. She's
what
like,
is with
ooh.
You and this money? How do you know?
Because I'm telling you, it was a relationship of convenience. That's all it is.
But you don't
from
know
the get-go.
That.
That's how she started the letter.
Yeah. You're twisting what she's saying.
Mm-mm.
Meyer, good morning. Welcome.
Yo, good morning, guys.
Yo.
What should she do?
Well, I think Katie should definitely not take the safer. You got to be a little spontaneous in life. You got to go for the razzle dazzle guy. Come on, you got to have a little excitement.
Give him the old razzle dazzle.
Yeah.
I see news stories all the time about people who live the life of always choosing the razzle dazzle, Meyer. I see a lot of stories about those people.
I don't know what that means.
Sometimes though, can't always choose the safe route.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
I would agree with that.
What's the harm of just going out on a couple dates with Mr. Dazzle just to see, just as a friend?
For
just
real,
go have a sandwich. Awesome. You're not cheating.
Yeah,
you're having a sandwich literally. Together.
Yeah, you
exactly.
know what a sandwich leads to.
You eat the sandwich slow.
Do they do the thing where they take a foot long and they each start on one
you
end of the foot?
You know they do.
And meet in the middle.
Yep.
Oh, Meyer.
All
get
right,
out
Meyer.
Of here. Go have
razzle
a fun weekend,
dazzle.
All right?
See you, Meyer. Stop saying razzle dazzle.
Carly, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you.
So what do you think?
I say go on the date.
Mr. Dazzle it, huh?
How come?
Yeah, so I actually was introduced to someone when I was dating my husband, and I didn't go, and then I ended up being cheated on and abused, so I maybe could have avoided a lot
of things. Well, that's an extreme.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, and there's no way of knowing if, you know, she could go off on this new relationship and, you know, the guy could turn out to be a jerk. I mean,
we don't know.
We don't know. So,
but you're just saying, just for the heck of it, go out with him.
For the heck of it, go out once. If you're having that much doubt about the other guy, or not doubt, but like if you're questioning it at all, just do one date. And if it's like, no way, I'm gonna pick Jack, then at least she tried and knows.
Then you kind of know.
She'll never regret it.
And you know.
Are you in a relationship right now, Carly?
I'm not. Nope.
I want you to imagine for just a second being on the other side of what you're advocating here. I want you to imagine that you are totally head over heels in love with a guy. And you two have moved in together. And he comes to you and says, you know what? I just met somebody over here. Why don't you sit here tonight and order a pizza? I'm going to go out with them a couple of times because I just want to, you know, check to see what else is out there. You stay here, and if I'm not real that interested in them, I'll come back to you. Now, how are you going to react to that?
Yeah, that would be rough, I guess, from that side.
It would be rough, but you'd at least want to know it now before you got married, so you don't get into a marriage, and then have to get out of a marriage, you know?
I'm glad you
called
us.
Moving out is a lot easier than divorce.
Than divorce, that's right.
I'm glad you called. I hope you have a great weekend, okay?
You too.
Bye,
thanks.
Carly.
Thank you for being on the show. Here's a couple of notes we got. Listen to these. Mia says, I say go for it. Jack might be the greatest guy ever, but she would never want to live a life of what if. It's not fair to Jack. Mm. Cassie says, hi, I'm a couples counselor, and this is pretty common for couples who have been together and are thinking of marriage. It's just a form of cold feet. As she points out, she doesn't know anything about this new guy. I'd counsel her to put this new guy out of her mind and focus on how to strengthen the relationship she has already, since she points out that it's already a great relationship. In my experience, she'll be sorry if she blows up a good thing for a shiny new toy.
Dang. Deep.
I'd say this was split.
It sure is, man.
So now what?
Well, you know what I always say, Dom.
Just break up?
Break up. Just wash your hands of the whole thing. Move on.
You know, one thing that we didn't take into consideration is this new guy, what do we call him, Dazzle? He probably knows, since she's a friend of a friend of a friend, he probably knows that she's in a relationship and living with someone. And you know what this smacks of to me? Just some guy who's got a challenge. Let's see if I can take her away from her relationship. She hasn't got the ring on the
finger
yet.
Thrill of the hunt, huh?
Yeah, let me see if I can take her away. And once I do that, then I can walk away, do whatever.
My goodness.
He's just going to use
her. He sounds horrible.
Yeah. And you know what? That is entirely possible.
Sure is. Yeah.
I have known people.
There's so many scenarios.
Who are those people? And I'll bet a lot of our listeners have known one of those people. Their only challenge is to try to take someone away from someone else. They don't really care that much about them.
Just to prove that they still got it, huh?
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'll tell you what we're going to need from Katie is a follow-up.
Mm-hmm.
Because we didn't help her.
It was basically a tie, wasn't it?
It was split. So what do you do then? Katie, we need a follow-up. We're going to leave you on your own, but we demand a follow-up. What do you think, a month's time?
At least a couple weeks, Katie. Don't leave us hanging.